Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, literally right in front of the entrance of Fisherman's Landing Tackle on the parking lot side. We have a pretty amazing event going on right now. Beautiful weather this morning. It's warming up, and I might be able to shed a jacket. You already shed your jacket, so you've been running around like a madman. And lots of great people here. Vendors are standing by. We have Arnie here with Cowboy Donuts and cookies and lots of good stuff. Come and grab some. And, boy, what a fun morning this morning, and pretty incredible deals going on right now.
Yeah, we're so pumped. It's just been a great day, and all the boys worked really hard putting the tackle sale together, and Doug got the pencil very sharp figuring everything out for all the sales stuff.
I mean, Roy, who was talking about the AFCO bags, heard that it was $35 off. We saw him walking out with an AFCO bag here about 10 minutes later.
So I think one of the cool things that we haven't talked about yet that is going to be a really fun one that we haven't done before is you see straight across from us those really colorful boxes.
Yeah, what are those?
They're the mystery boxes. So you will not know what you are purchasing when you buy one of those boxes. We have three for sale, a $20 box, a $50 box, and a $100 box.
Oh, kind of like a Rollo thing.
Kind of like a Rollo thing. What you can guarantee is that a $20 box will have a minimum of $40 worth of fishing tackle inside. The $50 box will have a minimum of $100 worth of fishing tackle inside. And then the $100 box will have a minimum of $200 worth of stuff inside. That's the minimum. But on each level, there will be a couple of mega prizes. There's a full-day trip. One of the $50 boxes is going to have an all-expense trip paid on the Liberty. It's $250 value.
What?
There's half-day trips for two in one of the $20 boxes. There's brand-new fishing reel. So it's a very cool one. What we did was we took a bunch of really cool tackle. Everything is going to be saltwater, useful stuff. There's no junk. There's no, little snelled pack of hooks that you'll never use. I mean, it's all legit,
good
color. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
And those all go on sale at 9 o'clock.
It goes on sale as soon as the cord dropped, and I just saw Doug do it.
Oh, wait a minute. He dropped it, so it's open.
It happened during the break. It is on as we speak.
All right. They are selling. So grab one of those boxes before they're gone.
Mystery box.
Yeah. And it's guaranteed to be quite the value.
Yeah, it says right on there, what the box cost you and the guaranteed amount that's within it.
Wow, pretty fantastic. Corey Sandin.
Hey, Corey.
Normally he's over here on the other side of the mic co-hosting with us, and today you're the MC swim bait guy.
Brought some stuff for Cedro, some 5-inch Vios, some 5-inch Weedless for the local stuff. Yeah,
wow.
Just stuff I've been fishing the last couple years. So.
Yeah, so, and it's all buy two, get one free.
Isn't that incredible?
Goes on sale.
Never, man.
Yeah, because you're pouring nonstop.
I can't make enough to begin with.
Yeah, it just doesn't go on sale.
No.
So. Buy two, get one free on all MCs. So tell us about the Corey deal, the Cedros baits.
So I brought down some 5-inch Viejos specific for that Cedros individual in mind, like extremely durable, like more than double durable. And, there's times where I could put it in the shop, but it wouldn't please everybody. Not everybody local wants, that rigid of a bait.
Yeah.
But for down there, I mean, the warmth and on the deck, they get a little jelly, and then, after 20 fish, they're a little torn up. So it's just trying to accommodate that individual, and we're better to get a deal and buy two, get one free.
The thing that I've always liked so much about MC is I think that you're, we talk about it on the show all the time, I think that your baits have the perfect ratio of so soft that the whole bait moves, especially like a Viejo, like the whole thing, like, the, you know, right behind the lead head, the whole thing is moving, but they're still durable. But these ones, you might give up the teeniest bit of movement, but you're going to a place where so many bites are going to happen no matter what, that who cares if it doesn't move quite as good as the regular one, because your bite's coming anyways, and it's going to last twice as long.
You're absolutely right, Rick. Yeah, and that's, you know, having that stuff on the, your bag on the deck, and they're getting warm and softer in that position, and just that warm weather, yeah.
I think the reason I say it is because somebody would say, well, why don't you always make them mold durable? Like, there's always going to be a give and take between how much the bait moves versus how strong you choose to make it.
For local fishing, it just wouldn't work all the time.
Right.
No, it wouldn't. No. And I've already helped a handful of guys going to Cedros. In fact, a couple guys going on our July trip.
So, that's awesome.
Super stoked.
Cool.
Come on
so,
down.
Buy two, get one free. Now,
yeah.
Corey isn't all about calicos once in a while. So, wait a minute. He just,
just
bought a $50 box, and he just pulled out a Torium 16 reel.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Box.
So that's a $250 reel that came out of a
$50
box.
That's
awesome.
Gosh.
Nice goal,
and
buddy.
Look at all this other stuff he's pulling out. So that's the mystery. About, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we wanted to make it very fun for Tackle Day.
Whoa,
everything that's
stoked.
In there, everything that's in there is useful. And,
he's stoked.
And at every level, there's some rad grand prizes along with it. And a perfect example, $50 and a $260 reel.
And a $50 daisy chain from Promar.
Right.
So, Corey.
Yes, sir.
You actually went out fishing today, and you tell us about your day.
I had an invite from Mr. Eric Noguchi, who's over here with Batson, and had the invite to go out fishing, and we were fortunate enough to get a bluefin. There's actually, I mean, is it any mystery after 10 years that there's still fish in November, right?
And close to home.
I know it.
Yeah,
I know.
And you got this fish on a Trenx 500 on a popper.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, on a popper, yeah.
Yeah. Like a 70-pounder?
Maybe 65, maybe 7, for sure 65.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Because Corey does not fish bait. We all know that. He does not fish real bait. He fishes artificials only,
and
whether it be a popper or an MC.
And Eric can tell you, he literally had, it was a 10-minute conversation of him trying to pull my teeth to get me to go.
it's not easy to get you out there.
How many years did you spend catching bait for the San Diego fleet with Everingham Brothers?
12 years, Rick.
And that was that
12 years wrapping bait and being a part of Everingham. Yeah. I can tell you how hard they work.
How do you work 12 years catching live sardines in a All right, that's it. I'm done. You caught enough of them, you've given them a break.
I guess.
I love it, Corey.
Well, Corey, you know you got a lot going on over there. But in other words, the message we had is get out there and go fishing. The bluefin is still here. The yellowfin is still here. There's even some Dorados flighting around.
Yeah, we thought we saw some yellowfin, too.
Yeah.
You know, some nice 25, 30-pound fish jumping and breezing.
Yeah, that's awesome, Corey.
Oh, man.
Cool.
It's on.
Nothing but good times.
Yeah, all right, Corey. Well, thanks for joining us, and you'll be here all day in the booth. So go by and see Corey Sand and Frank Lopresti. There's the world. World's greatest fisherman right there, Brandon Bono. Look at that. Hey, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Good morning, Frank.
I got to give you a good report here this morning. Got Shogun is somewhere around 85, 90 Wahoo.
Hey, all right.
Aliar went down on an 8-day, his first day of fishing. He had 75 Wahoo. Oh. But catch this. His last four stops, there were only four people at the rail.
Oh.
Come on.
No.
People had enough?
He told me on the phone, he said, I can't believe this. Four people were fishing. The rest were watching or in the galley.
My God.
So that's awfully good fishing.
Wow.
Really
that's great.
Fishing.
And flat, calm weather all week.
Gorgeous weather.
Because I wasn't there, right?
There's fish in many spots.
That's great news.
Jonathan on the Royal Polaris is up around 90 also right now.
Wow.
Several days of fishing.
And is that 30 to 40-pound tuna still biting like crazy like they were last week?
Aliar said yesterday his fish were up to 50 pounds.
Nice.
Wow.
They're growing fast.
Awfully, awfully good
that's
fishing.
Great.
And I want to mention that Aliar has openings on a 10-day trip and the next two 7-day trips, and the Royal Polaris had three cancellations on the 10-day after Thanksgiving. So
no
somebody
way.
Wants to get into the Wahoo fishing. Everything seems to be a little later this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally October is one of the hottest months. I think November is going to be the best month on the Wahoo, obviously, by what's going on right now.
And maybe December.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
bet you we're going to have local bluefin in December. We've had them every year for, the last 7, 8 years now?
Sure.
At least in December.
So spots available. available on a 7 and a 10-day on the Polaris Supreme.
That's correct.
Any spots on the Shogun?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
And Royal Polaris has?
Royal Polaris has three spots open on a 10-day, leaving 2 days after Thanksgiving. Polaris Supreme leaves a day after Thanksgiving.
I always thought that after Thanksgiving day trip was about the best time a guy could sneak away from work. It's getting to the end of the time. You get through Thanksgiving with the family. You're home in time before all the main Christmas stuff happens.
Right.
It's a slow time of work. Like, that's my favorite time to be gone. And as you said, potentially the best wahoo fishing of the entire year.
That's right. And the last thing, we can't help but mention El Salto.
Oh, yeah.
I get so excited about El Salto. Anyhow, for anybody that's interested, we have three trips going down there. We have openings on the March trip, 5 openings, and we have 6 openings on the May trip. So,
wow.
Anybody interested in going on those, give Rick or Frank a call. And
last year we sold out so fast that we added a third trip to it, and it's just a really good time at Bill Chapman Senior's El Salto Lodge.
Yeah. And you're going to be fishing with Frank, and some of the trips will be with Rick and some of the other notables.
Rick will be there.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
so Frank, I also mentioned, too, that one of those trips, not this year, of course, but the following year, is a Rollo raffle prize for the grand raffle. It's a trip to El Salto to go fishing with you down there.
That is correct.
Yeah, so that'll be for 2025.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you buy your Rollo Tech raffle tickets for the grand raffle, and you can have a chance to go fishing.
Right, Pete.
Lastly,
yeah,
before we leave, even though he hates getting kudos, I want to say a big thanks to Frank. He was nice enough to give us a $300 credit towards either the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme. It's the winner's choice, and that's going to be our raffle prize at our big raffle here today at Tackle Day.
Wow.
And again, the money that we raise is going to support Friends of Rollo. But Frank, that was really generous, and we sure appreciate it, man. That's awesome.
My pleasure.
Thanks,
pleasure,
Frank.
Guys. Thank
appreciate
you for everything
it.
You do.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Frank. Frank Lopresti, who, by the way, just after Thanksgiving, he's turned 80.
Yeah, well,
the guy's a
Superman.
He's the man.
He's
the man.
No doubt about it.
He probably doesn't want me to say that. He's a stud.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Said, hey, Don from Woodland Hills. Don is here and came down to Tackle Day. And, you know, look at the number of mystery boxes that are getting sold now.
Oh,
it's like they're all going quickly, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, after that was unveiling.
That was a fun unveil to see a $250
yeah,
come out of a $50
box. $50
box.
Yeah,
no doubt
score!
About it. That was cool. Don, good morning. Thanks for coming down, buddy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's great to be here. You guys have really amped it up, Ricky. Really good job.
Oh, thanks for you staying, man. We're really excited. Very proud of it.
Hey, as you know from my call last week, I'm heading out on an 8-day on the Searcher here in a little over a week. And I'm really hoping after hearing Frank talk about those Wahoo.
Oh, bet you
man.
Are.
So, next question about Wahoo. So, rigging up for trolling. What kind of, not outfit, but wire leader, what do you use?
And every year that becomes more and more the bigger question. So, you know, for the last decade, the thing to do was a 275-pound, 49-strand wire. And we'd usually crimp it to a McMahon snap so you could snap it back and forth to all your different Wahoo lures, have a swivel at the top end, and that was kind of always the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the more recent time when we're fishing a lot of Wahoo, I would call them on plugs, like the DTX Minnow or the Bomber or the Rapala, those types of lures, they don't tend to run as good as the old Marauders did with that swivel clip. So changing your rigging to rigging directly to the lure will definitely aid in some of those jigs swimming better. And then the more, even more new school approach to things would be guys replacing the 275 wire with either a lighter wire, like 175, to help those lures swim a little better. And then some guys using a real heavy fluorocarbon, 150 or 200 pounds. Now, I'll say for sure, without question, if that 200 pound gets in a Wahoo's bite, they will cut through it. There's no question. A Wahoo's mouth is just like a sharp pair of scissors. Like,
yep,
they're going to cut through mono. They won't cut through wire. But if a Wahoo is just shaking its head and maybe that heavy fluorocarbon, just runs across, you can kind of weather the storm sometimes. And a lure rigged with that fluoro will definitely get bites better. So I always say that anytime you've got a Wahoo lure in Wahoo country that doesn't have wire, eventually one is going to take it from you. But the longevity out of some of those plugs is nowhere near like it was with the old Marauder. So you don't have those things for 10 years anymore. They just don't seem to last quite as long with a fish. So sometimes rigging with fluoro gets you more bites on a lure that probably is only going to last for a few fish. So it's kind of up to you to take that gamble on how you want to rig. Wire is going to be the safest. Fluorocarbon is going to get you some more bites. I would let the pace of the Wahoo fishing dictate what you're doing.
That's a good call.
If it's like Frank's talking about where they're getting 90 a day, 275 wire all day long. They're going to eat it, so why take a risk? And if it's real scratchy fishing, then just go with that fluoro to get yourself some more bites.
Perfect. All right. Have a great time on the searcher. I know Mike
and his gang. I'm so jealous. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous.
Great timing.
Appreciate it. Good luck,
yeah,
Don. Have fun
on that. Hey, One Cool Tuna is here. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing?
Great to see you, Jeff.
Thanks.
And what do you have going here at Tackle Day?
Well, we got the OCT jigs on sale with the jig prices. By three, you get one free.
By two,
by
you get,
two,
one,
two,
you get one free.
Wow.
And then I'm doing the rings and hooks. If you do a purchase here or make a donation to Rollo, I'll replace up to three, any jig. Doesn't have to be an OCT, but any jig. I'll replace the rings and the hooks for three of them. And then for every customer that does that, I'll donate $2 to the Friends of Rollo for each person
that
does that.
That's so cool.
And your booth is right over by the casting contest over on the water, right?
Right. And then we have a trophy for the OCT jig, has a trophy for the casting contest, and they also win two OCT jigs as being the winner of the casting contest.
Wow.
But I have this for Fisherman's. This is...
Oh, look at that.
Fisherman's Landing
cool.
was my very first retailer, and it's been 7 years.
Wow, that's
since
cool.
Since I've been selling the OCT
jigs.
Very
cool, Jeff.
So I made up
that's
a plaque
cool.
with
awesome.
A custom engraved, and then there's some Fisherman ones as well to give
that.
Out to the guys.
That's
wow.
awesome.
Fantastic.
There's
that's
one
cool.
One extra special that we have a couple of colors that we have collected over the years. Like, we have a core set of OCTs that we always carry, always have, always will. There are some additional colors that we picked up over time that are not part of our normal inventory, and some of those select colors are in the outside booth at 50% off
50%
the normal price.
Off.
Yeah, so,
wow.
So all the jigs inside, buy two, get one free. All the normal OCTs that we've always carried and always love are buy two, get one free. But there are a few just different colors that aren't part of our normal that are in the outside booth at 50% off.
Wow.
And, man, we yeah. really appreciate you doing all the cool stuff for us, Jeff. That's awesome.
Not a problem.
And this is
thank
very
you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jeff. All right, so go see Jeff and get your hooks and your jigs rehooked. And you'll throw in the hook, too.
Yeah, I'll do the hooks and
wow.
the rings. No charge.
Wow.
So
yeah,
braise
Jeff.
Them up right here.
Awesome.
I've got the torch, and I'll braise them up right now.
Wow. Right over on the water there, right next to the front entrance of where the casting contest is.
You got it.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff, for coming by.
Appreciate it.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our catch report, and our catch report today sponsored by our buds at fishdope.com. Hey, have you filled up lately? If so, you know the gas prices are going way up, so now more than ever, you need to go to Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, or for your trailer boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the great stuff that you need for a great day on the water, plus 100 pounds of free ice. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those low fuel prices
yes.
at the San Diego Sports
and
Center.
I was over at Summit the other day filling up. It was under $5 a gallon.
They're the bomb.
I mean, and no line. I mean, people wait in line at Costco for like days, it seems like. You can drive right up to Summit Gasoline and get the same price or less.
We checked it last week. Dal and I had to go to Costco to get stuff, you know, dog food, all that
yeah.
kind of stuff. 20 cents cheaper Summit was than Costco.
20 cents cheaper. Wow.
Which, you know, everybody kind of holds Costco as like,
yeah.
that's the spot.
Right.
20 cents a gallon lesser expensive at Summit.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty good. Hey, good morning, Mark. Well, actually, I should mention, Mark Wish is traveling. He's on a well-deserved vacation with his lovely wife. So, Marcos, you're leading off the catch report today. Good morning.
What's up, Marcos?
Man, what's with all these people taking vacations? What's that like?
Yeah, we never get one, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just too busy here catching fish for us to take vacations.
For sure.
But we've had, you know, kind of Similar fishing this week. It's kind of rolled on here a bit early in the week. Still seeing those bluefin, yellowfin. Full day's been a little bit tough over the last few days here. Picking away at those bluefin, yellowfin, occasional yellowtail in the mix. But they are back out there today looking around, seeing what they can find. Those longer trips, the one days, day and a half longer, still very good mix of bluefin, yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail. The whole thing we've been seeing all summer. Packvoy had 120 yellowfin and 150 yellowtail on their last trip. Actually, I think it was 170 yellowfin. Tribute got back with 50 bluefin off their day and a half. The Asset got back this morning with limits of bluefin for their 3 day. So very good fishing there. And then half day, we started fishing some deep water rockfish there. And actually yesterday, we had the Warriors for Peace out here, man. They chartered 4 boats. And we actually invited the Dolphin and the Liberty over to do a little tryout to see if they want to come over here. And we had both of them fishing out of here. You know, Jason wanted to come home, so
it was
kind of neat seeing the Dolphin and the new Seaforth, you know, the sister boats out there again. But they went out and they had very, very good bottom fishing. 240 rockfish, 15 reds on the new Seaforth, 165 rockfish, 18 reds on the Sea-Watch. That's for a great cause, great fishing, and the weather is spectacular out there right now. Yeah.
The weather is just insane.
It's beautiful, great fishing on those half days. You know, if you're not quite ready to do a full day or you're fished out and you just want to do a little shorter trip, keep an eye on the schedule there, though. Starting on Monday, the Sea-Watch is going to be running those half-day trips, and they're going to be doing those late morning departures, 8:30 departures there. So definitely keep an eye on that. That's during the week, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, we're still going to be running those 2 trips a day. Head to the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the day and a half, the 2 days. Got some longer trips in the mix there. You can make your reservations online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, say hi, pick up some tackle, stop by Summit, man. You're right, that gas station is pretty convenient there.
I'm
going to give them some free advertising here, but yeah, it's nice on the way home there just to stop and get some gas and, you know, just to add to the trip there. So, absolutely, lots of reasons to head over here.
No doubt, sure. Marcos. Well, a great job as always. Glad to hear the fishing is still going so strong. And one more time, if somebody wants to get in on the fun, how do we do it?
Seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there. You can make your reservations online. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383. Get on a boat, enjoy this beautiful weather, and get some nice November fishing in there.
Well said, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Kids Sport for now. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, Fish Pros, the market. You can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, the pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Can't stress it enough. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And also want to extend a big thank you to the gang at Fisherman's Processing, also donating to our raffle at the end of the today. Some gift cards, some Fisherman's Processing shirts, and again, always been such big supporters of the raffle and friends of Rollo, the whole crew at Fisherman's Processing.
Uh-oh, watch out. The boss is sitting next to you.
That's
Doug Kern.
Right.
Good morning,
Doug.
Good morning, everybody.
You've been a busy guy this morning.
Yep, just running around, seeing all the vendors. Getting the booth set up. And
things are starting to settle down a little
now
bit.
Now got myself a little break and come over here and be on the best fastest 2 hours on radio.
There you go. Now, Mike Love is also here from Friends of Rollo. You've got some news.
Update from the Friends of Rollo booth.
Update from the front lines.
The $2,000 coolers, the $2,000 packages, both of them are now sold.
Wow.
So huge thank you to the gentleman that bought those. That's a giant, helps us a lot.
I always like an event that starts at 9 o'clock that both of your biggest items are sold a half hour before it starts.
And so the $500 packages, we still have 2 of those remaining. We started with 3. So we sold one of those, and then the 2,000s are gone. But we have a lot of the 30 and the other denominations. I want to mention something. We have what they call a jackpot table involved in this, part of which you can win, or you can just buy a $10 ticket. We're going to give away 5 amazing amazing items later this afternoon. There's a CalStar Graphite Rod over there.
Wow.
There's one of the rinse-offs over there. Scott Sherman just brought by the most awesome cutting board.
Cool.
Custom-made wooden cutting
board.
He made it.
Yeah.
He just brought it by this morning, and that's over there for grabs. There's a Shimano Trench reel on that table. So there's a ton of stuff that's going to be given away today. So stop by the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea booth and buy a pick-a-box, rather, for $30 or the others, and help us get some more kids on the water.
Wow. So grab them while they're available.
While they're available.
They're going to go fast, obviously.
They're going to sell out today. I know it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for all you do. Doug, wow. Already, it's not even officially started, and it's already,
I know.
It's already going crazy, right?
Yeah,
half hour when this thing's open up, it's going to get real good, huh?
It is going crazy. We are so lucky to have this beautiful, gorgeous day. I thought maybe a bunch of people go fishing there, but they're obviously coming down here to do a little shopping before they go out. So, yeah, I couldn't be better. It's the who's who of saltwater sport fishing. All the booths, 20-some booths here with, you know, the names everybody would recognize, and we're so grateful that they support this event and come down and support Fisherman's Landing and enjoy a beautiful day. And we'll be open outside in the parking lot today until 3 o'clock, and then the shop closes up at 6 o'clock tonight, so all the deals in the shop will be going on all through the afternoon there.
Wow, yeah, so don't miss out. And understand the taco truck is getting ready to set up and go, huh?
Oh, El Royo, best tacos in Point Loma, and they're setting up. They're probably up and running by now. I can't wait for lunchtime.
And then, of course, a lot of other great lunch spots around too. Point Loma Seafoods, you got Mitch's, you got Point Pizza Nova right
that's
now.
That's what's so cool.
We're right in the heart.
Exactly.
You want to go get a fish taco, a burger. You know, we've got three great restaurants within two surface iron casts.
Yeah.
You know,
once again, all three of those guys too donated rad gift certificates to our raffle.
To the
and any others, $100 at Pizza Nova, $50 gift certificates. Point Loma Seafood, just everybody took such good care of us around here, and we're super pumped.
No, it's quite the event that you've put together, Doug.
And the Rollo raffle is crazy this year. I mean, bait certificates at Everingham, we've got Fuel Dock gift certificates, which, that's a big thing these days, obviously. And I mean, there's rods and reels and tackle boxes and jigs and line. And
how about that painting?
Describe that painting, Rick.
Pete, we got one of those studio Abattoir, a custom print all framed up, and we want to thank Almadeo again. Same deal, when I saw him at PCS, he said, "Hey, I know you guys are always doing things for Friends of Rollo, and I want to do my part, so anything I can do to help." And just a quick note, and next thing you know, that beautiful print showed up, all framed up. We've also got some hats from him and some really cool stickers. So, yeah, just so rad. Super blessed that everybody really, really came out. We're going to have the biggest raffle we have ever had at the landing this year.
Yeah, and you know what else, Doug, is after the unveiling of that $50 box here on Let's Talk Hookup, I think they're all gone. They're all gone. People went, what? This is for real, huh?
We had no idea. You know, we ended up with a lot of actually really good stuff that we're thinning out because during COVID and the supply chain crisis, we had to take on multiple lines of lures and fluorocarbon and Spectra and all kinds of stuff that, you know, we had five or six brands instead of the two main ones that we carried. Well, now that we can get stuff on the regular again, we've decided to thin out all that stuff. And so we put some of it in these mystery boxes, and there was a $20, a $50, and a $100 mystery box that you could buy that had more than double that amount of stuff in there. And we put a few little surprises like that Torium in the $50 box. The guy had no idea that was even a possibility, I'm sure.
Wow.
That couldn't have seemed more like a plant possible.
Yeah.
The one guy unveiling all the radio show had a $250 reel.
No, we didn't plan that.
No.
I did. Up here and did it.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
The universe just did that.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So,
there were trips on the Liberty, and there were trips on the Dolphin.
But it looks like all those are gone now.
I think so, too. Yeah.
But
just a fun one.
There's some $20 boxes left.
$20
and I can tell you, in one of those is a Daiwa Salt Altus, a Daiwa Seagate Star Drag reel, about $150 value.
For 20 bucks.
For 20 bucks.
So. Yeah. Okay, well, that one's probably gone too. Yeah. And then also, when those are gone, of course, Fenderalo, Captain Rallo's has all their pick-a-box stuff, which is kind of similar type of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they get some great donations, and those boxes come with a lot of extra stuff in there that's way above the value that you pay. So,
yeah.
If there's one thing that's a constant, I have seen dozens and dozens and dozens of T-shirts going.
Yeah.
Clearly this was the year that you decided to.
What's
be out
the deal
of
the, on the T-shirts?
Well, they're like AFTCO T-shirts that we've been compiling over probably 15, 20 years. We just would take all their closeouts, and they haven't been really doing that much lately, but they're $3.99.
Wow! $3.99 for top run, top quality AFCO shirt.
So I told everybody, bring $40 down here before your next 10-day, and you'll have a fresh shirt every day.
Every day. Wow, that's cool. That's a great deal. Well, Doug, thanks for hosting this great event. It's going on all the way through tonight. Of course, the vendors and everything will be here till 2:30, but thank you for being here and doing what you're doing here.
Well, and we thank Let's Talk Hookup and Pete and Rick and Corey. You guys are the best. You already know.
Don't forget about Brandon Bono. He's a part of the show.
Well, and Brandon Bono, we don't want to get his head too inflated.
He already doesn't fit in an XL hat.
It wouldn't be this event without you, and we appreciate you coming down. It's a big effort, and everything is certainly appreciated.
And we appreciate you you're doing, and thanks to our fantastic engineer here, Bill, for being here, too. We always appreciate his efforts.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, all our help, too, Tommy and Gary and Arnie and all the people that are supporting us, too. So thanks, Doug.
It takes a village.
It takes a village, yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your stand-up mics, more of your calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker, then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Park Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to seek West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, and boy, it is really starting to happen now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, boy. There's, stuff is selling, and there's a good reason for it because there's lots of great deals. I can't believe. What's that deal? $3.99 for an AFTCO shirt?
Yeah, that's it.
I think we should go buy some, Robbie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, at that price, right?
Why not?
Cheaper than we can get them.
Like Doug said, it was every Guy Harvey, Tom Waters shirt from the old days of AFTCO, and we always bought every closeout that they had, and you know, we've been sitting on a lot, and we, you know, picked through them throughout the years, and it was time to thin it out, as they say. So yeah, $3.99 for an AFTCO t-shirt
for sure. And then the $20 boxes are still there, one with a $150 reel in it. Robbie, what you have the AFTCO booth right next door. What are you guys showing?
Yeah, you know, we've got all of our new latest and greatest tackle, right? So we're still, you know, all of our new lures. We've got the lures that we're still promoting.
Those lures are amazing.
Yeah, it's been so fun watching people catch fish, you know, on stuff that you created, and it's rad. It's just
that
super
is.
Fun.
And
super
the cool fun. Thing about those is they have the right hooks on them. You don't need to change hooks.
Right, yeah. Like a lot of the other manufacturers out there, you know, everybody makes a great lure,
yes.
Right? And then it just comes down to hardware.
Yeah.
And
right.
You see a lot of guys just really skimp out on the hardware to hit a certain price point, and that was something that, you know, just with the AFTCO brand, we won't do that, right? Everything's got to be top-notch, so we put on, you know, the best split rings, the best solid rings, and, you know, using just a top quality 4X hook.
Yeah, like a really good hook.
Really good hook, yeah.
Yeah.
I've yet to see, you know, I've caught plenty of fish on them, and I know a lot of guys that have caught a lot of fish on them, and I've yet to see one, you know,
we've tried to make a failure.
Yeah.
And I mean, putting in the harshest things, like the, you know, most of those jerk baits a guy's going to catch a calico bass with, well, we've had our guys take them down to Baja, and, you know, all of your lures have been a rave success. Those jerk baits have like, accelerated to beyond, like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. It's like, that's the one. Like,
yep.
Everybody that's fishing that, you know, Cabrilla and Leopard grouper down in Baja, like, you know, guys are coming and buying those by the case. Like, of all of the jerk baits out there, that is the one that guys have just really gravitated towards.
Love to hear it.
Yeah. It's awesome. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're good. And those new reel bags.
Yeah, good call on those reel bags.
Yeah, that was fun little project. So, yeah, two sizes there, one for your freshwater inshore guys, and then we've got a saltwater one that'll hold up to like a, you know, like a Talica 25 size, you know, 8.
So that would be the medium and then the large.
Small and a medium. And I actually have a big one.
Oh, really?
That's done, and I'm just kind of waiting to see how two go before we bring out the big giant one. And the big giant one will hold like a, you know, a true 50, even probably an 80W.
So I got a little confession. That's not just the reels. I'm going on this big Indonesia dive trip in January, and I've got all my underwater camera equipment in that bag,
yep.
And it was perfect for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect for it. So it's not just for reels.
No,
my point is
whatever you want,
nice padded, anything you want to protect.
Yes,
you nailed it, dude. Yeah. You absolutely nailed it.
They're really well done, and I like the design. You know, most reel bags are like flat, but these are stacked, right?
Yeah, a different approach. Yeah, they're normally like a rectangle shape, right? And then the top lid, you know, comes open, and then you can drop like reels. And yeah, this is it's more of like a square, I guess, and it's cut in the middle. So it opens up, you know, side to side, mm-hmm. and then you've got your zipper pouches and you got your reels. And the cool thing, too, is like if you go on a sport boat and you got your big giant reel bag, when you take all your reels out, you've got to store that
nowhere
thing somewhere.
To go. Right. Exactly, dude. That's why we like them so much.
So this whole thing comes apart, and it lays flat, and you can put it in one of the dressers in your stateroom on the boat.
Yeah.
And now it's totally out of the way.
Out of the way, yeah. Yeah, and they stack better, they carry better. You know, if you want to pack it in a bag just to protect your stuff, you can do that, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
No, they're really good. What else can we look forward to coming from AFTCO?
You know, we've got, the bag thing for us has been a really good success. We've just done a good, everybody just seems things to love all the different bass.
Yeah.
So we're still continuing down that path. I can't really give away any of my new ICAST secrets, just yet. But
you're unveiling stuff at ICAST in July.
Yeah, right.
There's still
yeah.
too much Shimano in him. Yeah, I got it. It's going to be 3 years out, and this is exactly what it'll be, but I'm not going to tell you yet.
Well, we're in like prototype, the testing side right now. And, if you say something's going to come out, and then it basically fails miserably during testing.
Which is something to say about AFCO. That's what you guys do, is test the bejesus out of something. And I have seen so many things that were the right idea that you put so much money into that, if it's not dead right, it does not happen. No matter how much money and time is invested on the back end, if it's not right, it does not come.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I'm dropping off prototypes to Jim Kingsmill on my way home from the show today. He leaves for MAG tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Just last-minute stuff. Here
you go.
Go break this.
Go try this. Yeah, that's cool. Well, AFCO's such a leader in innovation and also just a hardcore saltwater tackle.
Yeah. Huge on the bass side, too. I mean, gosh.
That's right.
The things that Casey
It's not just bass anymore.
For the freshwater group is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you're going to be hanging around
here
at the booth? Yeah.
Okay. Come by and
go see AFCO guys over at the AFCO booth, which is right next to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, next to the Batson booth. You can't miss it.
And learn EKG me, too.
That's right. Are you going to be doing a little EKG-me demo?
For sure.
Okay.
I didn't really plan to, but I got my computer. It's pretty easy. I can.
Really? Yeah, so you'll show people how to figure out how to get that wire up into the tuna.
Yep.
Yeah, or any
fish.
Easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it works.
It works.
Yeah, there's no question. It makes a better product. All right. Robbie,
always
a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. Go see AFCO. And now we're joined by Allison from Costa. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
You're fresh back from the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament.
Yes.
Did I hear fresh back last night? Fresh back?
Yes, just last night.
How on earth did you do that? I've been there for that tournament a bunch of times. They don't mess around.
She's hanging out with who's too? That's the other thing.
How did you do? How are you here right now?
5 days in Cabo is a lot.
That's a lot. Well, thanks for being here, because this is not an easy morning after a big celebration like that.
Yeah. So we're obviously giving away a pair of Costas this morning, the Jose's and Jose Pros, and love those glasses. And one of my favorite lenses, which is the Green Mirror, which works so well on the water.
Yeah, for sure, especially for those variable days, those more cloudy days. Mm-hmm. It's going to be better. It kind of makes it look sunny when it's cloudy outside.
Yeah.
Compared to a blue mirror, you kind of want that for more bright light offshore fishing. This is kind of for more inshore fishing and for more cloudy days, which you kind of have here in San Diego. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So you guys are over at the Costa booth, and what if somebody comes up and says, what lens is best for me or what frame is best for me? How do you fit people?
Well, it totally depends how big your head is, but we'll try all of them on. This new Pro Series has adjustable nose pieces, so you can totally adjust the glass based on your face. But we have every style. Fisherman's Landing carries literally every great style that we make. So we're going to have a great selection at the table. So come on over and try them all on.
The cool thing with Allison is you go through whatever, these are probably going to be, these three styles will probably fit your face about the best. And so you try those three on, of those ones, this fits. And she's got us so stocked up that now that we've identified that this is the style you like and this is the frame that works, now here it is in a silver mirror, a gray, and a blue mirror, and then you walk outside and try all of them. So you can fully dial in exactly what the right pair is for you. You can walk out back and look at the water and look at the color contrast from the rocks and the water, and it's awesome.
And you have a great judge, a beautiful lady to say, hey, that look good on you, right? So that's also a help too. So tell us about the new ones.
So we actually have our new King Tide model, which is the most technical fishing glass we've ever made. So adjustable nose pads, ventilation for anti-fog, sweat management drains, holes at the end of your temples for your keepers. We updated the rubber on the top so they don't slide on the boat. There's removable side shields. They're the most technical glass we've ever made. So we have them inside, and we have a bunch of them. So
yeah. And so you can try those on and see if King Tide is for you.
Totally.
And there's two different fits. So explain that.
There's an 8-base and a 6-base. So the 8-base is going to be more of a wrap that wraps around your face, and the 6-base is going to be more of a bro style. So that works well in San Diego because we kind of those more flat tops of your sunglasses, and we kind of don't to wrap all the way around your face. It kind of makes it look a little bit more younger.
This is a bro style.
A bro style.
That's the Fiero XL.
This is a bro style.
The ring comes up to bro style. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a big face or a small face can either do the 8 face or the 6 face.
Yeah, especially
with
those.
It depends on whether we're like a wrap.
Adjustable nose pieces, too.
Yeah.
So you can adjust it based on how big your face is.
The King Tide, and as all these spots says on the show, this is like the culmination of many years of development that you guys put into this.
Yes, it's also goes with our 40th anniversary. So this has been around for 40 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah,
wild.
So that's why we
that's
came out
impressive.
With this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I also want to mention, because I've had recent dealings myself as well as my wife, Lolly, worked with your prescription partners here in town.
Yes.
And they're fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. They are just a really great group. And you go over there, Oscar is the guy.
SportRx.
SportRx.
Is our
Thank
big partner.
Much.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do everything prescription, whether it be a prescription lens, a standard prescription lens, or a sunglass. I had to make a custom dive mask for me. They are fantastic. And so if you're interested in prescription lenses, how do you access, like somebody says, I have coasters, but I need prescriptions.
Well, we have all the information at the booth if people want to come over and try a pair and see what silhouette they like, and then they can go to SportRx. But SportRx works with your prescription, and then they work with Costa, and then they can put the prescription in your lenses for you and send whatever style that you like.
So you can actually deal with it through Costa itself on the Costa website?
Yeah. Well, you go to SportRx, and then you give them your prescription, and you try on the glasses to see which ones you like, and then they get the prescription. They work with Costa to get the prescription in your lenses.
And tell them that you want the particular Costa lenses.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the Costa frames and all that.
Yeah, and we can do it in any of our models, so it works out nicely, yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. And are there deals at Tackle Days on Costa?
There's always. So Costa is one of those things that the glasses are the same no matter where you get them, whether you buy them online or anywhere. But we do have a special gift for anybody that buys a Costa, and it's for a future purchase at the Tackle Store. So if you buy a pair of Costas today, in addition to whatever cool swag you get, you're also going to get a $35 gift card back to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Oh, I actually think it's $50.
There you go.
Yeah, $50 if you buy a pair of glass lenses and $25 if you buy a pair of polycarbonate.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're also giving away a dry bag for the boat.
Whoa.
So it's a gift with purchase from Costa, and if you buy a pair of Costas, we'll give you a dry bag.
Wow. So if you buy a pair of Costas, if you buy the glass lens, you're going to get the dry bag and the $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing.
And that glass lens.
And that gift card is active today. I mean, you can make that your first purchase and then buy $50 worth of goods, and that's totally free.
Yeah. And let me make an answer. There is no better lens on the market today than the 580 glass lens that Costa makes. They are the bomb.
No doubt.
And if you're worried about breaking them, I can't tell you how many times I have dropped these glasses on the ground and they're still intact.
Lovely.
They do break, but, I mean, the chances are pretty slim. If I can't break them, then you probably can't.
Yeah, the polycarbonate's going to be scratch resistant, and the glass is going to be pretty hard to scratch.
Yeah.
So.
You can even rub it down with your T-shirt. You're not going to break
Or your keys.
Yeah, your keys. Yeah, yeah. Allison, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. We're thrilled to be a partner of Costa's. They're such a great group of people. You and Eddie will be in the booth over there today and hanging out.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Hey, Baja Ben, you still hanging around here, Baja Ben? Baja Ben? How about Mo? I see Mo around.
Hey,
Mo's here. Mo came down from Vista. Good morning, Mo. You still have that Parker boat?
Skip
Blackman.
Cat, right? Or Blackman.
Oh, it's a Blackman. Okay, yeah.
Outer Banks, yeah. Yeah, I still have it.
Still has that a boy.
I'm just getting you a fish report for Bahia de Los Angeles. We just got back last week, Monday. And yellowtail, we got some nice, I'd say 25 to 35 pound yellows.
Nice.
That's
and
awesome.
And a bunch of small ones and a couple grouper, leopard grouper. They're about 8 pounds or so, 5 of them. And but we got blown off the water. We only fished a half a day on one day, and we canceled one day.
Wow. It happens. It's a windy time.
Really nasty.
Yeah.
So the skipper said we got to head in. So no doubt we did.
Yeah,
so,
you did it.
But
yeah.
Good drive down there. Got gas.
roads are good. From Bahia de Los Angeles to the one is a little torn up still yet, but you can get by there. So everything's good down there.
Cool, awesome, Mo. Thanks for the report. Okay. Thanks for coming by Tackle Day. All right. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I got a text from Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris, and we were talking about with Steve Carson, right, Queen Charlotte Safaris, earlier in the show. She said that two spots opened up on our Let's Talk Hookup trip August 3rd through the 7th.
All right.
At Queen Charlotte. It's been sold out. That's the one Harold and I are going on, and then the one following us, Corey's going to host that one. There may be a spot or two on that, but if you want to go to Queen Charlotte with Harold and myself August 3rd through the 7th next year, just check out queenscharlottesafaris.com, and you'll be able to jump on that trip that's been sold out for several months, so you have to get on that. Hey, Tom from University City, are you around?
Hey, Tom.
There he is.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Hey, I had a question about deep water rockfish. I wanted to get a dedicated reel. I was thinking of Tranx 500 with 50-pound Max Quattro or 65. What do you think is good? I like level line because
I've
got to bring it up so far. What do you think?
That's the Taro special. Taro from the Liberty just touts that is like his favorite. I think it's a great call. It's level line, holds plenty of line. 50 or 65 is going to give you plenty of line capacity. Even for fishing, 60 fathoms, 70 fathoms, 80 fathoms, anything we're doing is plenty fine. The reel is very torquey. I think it's a perfect call.
Thanks.
I'm with you. Just having the level line makes life so easy, but still having a reel that's got enough power that makes it comfortable to turn the handle when you're fishing a 16 ounce torpedo sinker, I think it's a great call.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for coming down to Tackle Day, and you can get a deal on that and free Spectrum, free Power Pro.
Speaking of Tranx, that's like maybe the one last thing that we didn't talk about today was we have the Shimano casting contest going on.
Right.
It's totally free. It's behind the building. It's run by all the crew from the San Diego Anglers. Those guys do a great job casting a Tranx 500. The longest cast of the day wins a brand new Tranx 500. It's totally free. If you made your cast and you thought, I could have done better than that, you can make a $10 donation to Friends of Rollo and buy your way back in to cast again. But just a totally free competition. There's also a kids and a ladies division. We're giving away a Terramar rod, some great jigs, just a really cool, fun thing to do, and probably the funnest thing to watch go down while you're eating your taco lunch.
Yeah, for sure, and hopefully nobody hits our boats.
They're padded,
padded.
We do a little modification to the jig, make them a little softer.
Yeah.
Bounces off that nice Yamaha outboard you got hanging
out. Yeah, there you go.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. And I also might mention, we mentioned earlier that Mac Towner might have one of the new Talica A's down there for you to test out, too.
And so. We were given Talica 12 A's this morning, which were really tough. We've had 16 A's, the 12 A's, as soon as we got them, they all evaporated. Towner brought us some 12 A's. I can't
You have them in stock.
We did when we started.
There's
a lot of Talicas that moved out already, so I can't say for sure. But yes, we did have some 12 A's today, and I'll bet we still do.
But the Talica A is the new one, but the Talica A, the original Talica, which is still fantastic, is on a big sale.
Yeah, same with the A.
They're all big sale.
Everything's on sale.
Okay.
Everything's on sale.
Right.
Everything comes with free Spectra. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back. Okay, congratulations to the big winner of a brand new pair of Costa Jose Pros, those green mirror lenses. It was Don from Woodland Hills.
Yeah, cool Don, that, Don here. It came down from Woodland Hills, and thanks to Jenny Hall.
Yeah,
Bart and Jenny are here, and Bart and Jenny are gearing up for the big Hall show extravaganzas coming starting in January. You're going to hear a lot about those coming up here.
All right,
Let's Talk Hookup very, very soon. So thanks, Jenny and Bart, for coming down to Tackle Day, and of course, give us the hours, seminars, and all that kind of stuff.
Man,
Rick,
come down. It's just a great time. It is in full speed. Tackle sale all day. We're going to be having deals in the outside booth. That'll go till 3. We have 3 seminars going on starting right here at 9:15. The boys from Bite Sport Fishing, 12 o'clock. The guys from West Coast Jiggers, 1:30. Steve Carson, raffles in between each of them. It's going to be an awesome day. Can't wait to see everybody come down, join in all the fun, seminars, deals, booths. It's a good time. Come down.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We'll see you down here, and thanks for everything, everybody that participated in the show today. It's happening right here, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Come on down. Hey, thanks to Kristen back in the studio there for Man on Phones, and thanks to Adam, and of course, thanks to our extraordinary engineer Bill here for hanging out, and for our entire crew of Let's Talk Hookup, Gary and Tommy P, and Arnie and stuff. Hey, tomorrow morning, Jeff Clausen, author and Baja expert. We'll see you back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.